ride. Welcome to a special edition of the Big Guns Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay, and today is not a good day for me, as well as many Bills fans that are out there. And I thought I would take a moment to just, I guess, complain, if you will, about the Bills. And I know that a lot of people after a Bills game don't listen to sports radio. They don't listen to podcasts. They don't listen to ESPN. But you know what? This is therapy for me, so let's go. So the Bills lose a game that they definitely could have won. And we can talk about the elements. We could talk about the weather. But we're not going to, because you know what? We are a cold weather team. We play in Buffalo, and this is the stuff that you expect. Also, the Patriots play in snow and they play in weather, so it really should be a non-factor. And if it was a factor, why didn't the Bills change their game plan? Why didn't they? They knew it was windy. They knew it was snowy. They knew that the passing game was going to be altered. The kicking game was going to be not really a good situation, but yet they decide to kick field goals. They decide to throw long passes. And sure, Josh Allen can throw the ball 70 yards down the field. He's got a cannon arm, and we like to call him Nuke. Well, guess what? It doesn't freaking matter. Play situational football. Play to what the Patriots give you. And why Cole Beasley wasn't used in dink and dunk plays, why Josh Allen didn't do a ton of QB design runs, when we heard about it all season, and especially this week, that Josh Allen is dangerous with his feet. And come on, the offensive line, we've talked about the offensive line week in and week out, and they're horrible. And sure, the Bills next season are going to probably spend a shit ton of money on an offensive line help because they need to, and if they don't, God help them. A good offensive line is going to make these crappy running backs like Singletary, Moss, and Breda better if they don't improve them. It's going to give Josh Allen 5 to 7 seconds back in the pocket, able to hit his wide receivers. And again, it's just a good situation for them. But our offensive line crumbles like a cheap cookie, and it's not good. And we know this week in, week out. And I understand the trade deadline, and there's nobody out there right now, so they're going to have to bulk up in the draft. And there might be some teams that have some players that are going into free agency. But come on. And our tight end? Sure, he's got pretty hair. He wears a cool headband. But he's got stone hands. And I know Josh Allen and Dawson Knox are good friends. But fuck your friendship, bro. You need to catch the ball. You had two huge drops and a false start. They were all big plays. And again, if you catch the ball, the first drop, we're in business. Again, we lost the game by 4 points. And again, you need to stop targeting a guy like Dawson Knox that has suspect hands. You need to get the receivers that you went out. Emmanuel Sanders, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, Gabe Davis. God damn it. Gabe Davis catches touchdowns. The guy is good, but you don't use him correctly. If that's the case, trade him to a team that needs him, because he's a great wide receiver, and yet we don't use him. We're at a point right now that, you know, we get out-coached, and we hear all about Dable and Leslie Frazier of how good they are, and they're going to get head coaching positions. Bye-bye, Felicia. Go get those coaching positions. We need a different system. We need new blood. Why are we running a nickel defense? Why are we running a nickel defense against a run? They threw the ball 3 goddamn times. Yeah, you heard it. 3 goddamn times. There's no reason to run a nickel defense, okay? But yet we do. Our interior defensive line is a sieve. They can't hold anything. You're getting 20 yards on a trap play? Are you kidding me? This is where the Buffalo Bills just falter. And then primetime, listening to these assholes on Monday Night Football is disgusting. Steve Levy, that dude's an idiot. And to listen to him just rip apart the Bills, he is so happy to see everybody but the Bills do well. And it's getting old. Devin Singletary rips off a big run, but yet we don't really use him. I mean, come on. You know, it's so sad. Sure, we lost Trey White. That had nothing to do with it because he threw the ball three goddamn times. You win this game, and then you figure it out against the Bucks, and then you have a good run of games against the Falcons, the Carolina Panthers, and the Jets, and then you have a chance, hopefully if the weather is good, against the Pats. Listen, you do yourself no favors. And you can hear these players be frustrated, and you can hear the same coach speak come out of McDermott, and you can hear the same things come out of Josh Allen. But damn it, throw a chair against the wall. Get fired up. Get pissed off, because you need to. You don't need a quarterback to throw the ball 70 yards on the field. You don't need somebody that has to scramble. Mac Jones threw the ball three goddamn times. And guess what? They won. And they have just been beating up teams Patriot way. And their situational football works. But we don't do that. We want to fit a square peg in a round hole. We're going to use a nickel defense against a run situation. We get gashed for over 200 yards. 200 yards. They worked the time of possession game perfectly. They knew that in the quarters that they needed to, when the wind was in their face, that they were just going to buckle down and run. They knew, the Bills knew that the Patriots were going to run all damn game. They put 8 to 9, 10 people in the box, and they still couldn't stop them. I feel bad for the Bills fans that weathered this game outside and paid $40 for parking and $18 a beer and $14 for a hot dog and sat and froze their asses off to watch such a piss-poor performance. And I'm sorry that I'm swearing and jumping around, but I am fired up. And for those of you who aren't fired up, you're not a Bills fan. I got up this morning, and I felt like I drank, which I didn't have a sip of anything. I felt like I did a line of coke. Don't do drugs. I feel horrible this morning. And you know what it is? It's stress. It's aggravation. And that's all it is. And for me, to feel this way means I'm taking football too serious. This is supposed to be a release for me. This is supposed to be something that's good for me. And yet, it's not. I've said for years, Bills do Bills things. And this is the most Billsy game I've seen. Now, it's easy for me to sit back on my couch and play, you know, quarterback, armchair quarterback. But let's be honest. The Bills don't do themselves any favors. And we've seen it time and time again. Losing to the Jags was something that I'm not going to forget anytime soon. That was the thing that really, really, really bothered me. And again, you think, and then you lose to the Colts. And the Colts right now, the Colts are in position. They are taking names. Jonathan Taylor is kicking ass and taking names. Carson Wentz is playing good football. He doesn't have to put up 300 yards. Frank Reich's a smart coach. The smart coaches find a way to utilize the personnel that they have and make it work. That's what's important now. Is, again, build a system around the personnel that you have. Don't have your personnel fit into the system that you create. And that's a Rex Ryan sort of way. Because Rex Ryan's like, this is how we are. We're a 3-4 defense. Even when they didn't have the personnel for a 3-4 defense, he tried to fit that round peg into that square hole. He thought that he had it all figured out. And again, they failed. Leslie Frazier and Brian Daboll need to get their heads out of their asses, period. Sean McDermott's running around clapping his hands, being all mad and angry. You should be angry because you have a lot of great players on this team. You're not utilizing them. This team has to get better quickly. And they're playing the Buccaneers next week. And believe you me that Bruce Arians and Tom Brady are going to have a nice little system. Leonard Fournette is going to have his way with this Buffalo Bills defense. And if they find a way to stop the run, which I don't think they even know how to because they had 10 guys in the box this week and they still couldn't do it, they're going to pass all over them. Rob Gronkowski is going to freaking give them the business. Evans and Godwin, oh my, this team is going to be beat. And their defense is going to come at Josh Allen. If you think the offensive line folded against the Patriots, the Buccaneers are going to bring a pass blitz heavy, run heavy type blitz. They're going to come at Josh Allen, and he's going to crumble like that cheap cookie. I don't feel comfortable about it. And I'll tell you something. Losing to the Patriots sucks. Losing to the Bucs sucks again. And then it's like, okay, you go on a three-game win. And you may need that Patriot game at the end of the year to get into the playoffs with 11 wins. And you may not get it. 11 wins may not be enough, which is disgusting. Wake up, Buffalo. Wake up. That's all the time I have for now. Sorry I had to rant. Gotta go.